before the committee, House Bill 1077, 1077. This is an act that would increase the tax on cigarettes and dedicate the increased revenue to the ethanol fuel fund. With that, we'll open up the public hearing to proponent testimony. And Representative Tom Hansen, I want to thank you for your patience and coming over. We've had extensive discussion on these topics, but I want you to proceed as you would with the purpose of your bill. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gentlemen of the committee, Tom Hansen, representative from District 21 in Huron. And it seems like I heard the other day that no horse is too dead to beat. And I'm sure that you've heard all kinds of testimony, both in favor and in opposition, not only this morning, but the other day. So we'll get right into the meat of what I want to say, which is very, very brief. And the only thing that I would like to share with you is just a little bit of the rationale and the philosophy that was in my thought process of bringing this bill forth in the first place. And one of the comments the other day that of the three cigarette tax bills that you looked at, mine was this one was the only one that looked strictly at the money. And I would dispute that somewhat in that I think that I should share with you the thought that if this bill generated no money at all, I would be probably one of the happiest people around, because the first objective was that working under the premise that increasing the price of the cigarettes would decrease usage, and that seems to be pretty well accepted. Of course, we know that if the bill were to pass, the day that the price of the product went up, we know that usage would not stop immediately. So, okay, the question is, there is going to be some money there. What do we do with it? And thinking back to the bill that that was before this legislature last year, this really is the exact same bill which failed last year. But it's the exact same bill, with the only difference being where the dollars are to be used. Okay, like again, I say, where do you use the dollars? Well, I happen to live in a community that has an ethanol plant, and so, you know, I'm probably a little bit more in tune with the needs of the ethanol industry. And when I say needs of the ethanol industry, you know, the state government has made a commitment to the ethanol industry that we will provide a subsidy. With the budget constraints and everything, and the flow of funds available to fulfill that commitment, we are appear to be falling a bit short. So I thought, that makes a pretty kind of a win-win situation all the way around. We'll take those dollars and funnel them towards the ethanol subsidy. The only other thing that I want to say is shift gears just a little bit. In testimony the other day, there was comments made that increase the tax on cigarettes is a disproportionate effect on the lower income people. And I'm not sure that I totally buy that argument. I understand that the price of cigarettes is about $3.50 a pack. So if a person is looking at from $3 to $7 a day to for the use of tobacco and cigarette products, I think if I were in that, well, maybe I am in that low-income group. I certainly don't feel that I can afford to want to spend $7 a day. So it would seem to me like maybe that would be a very good place for that low-income person to maybe raise their status in life just a little bit by kicking the habit. With that, I will close my testimony. I appreciate the opportunity to come and visit with you, and we'll try to deal with this as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Tom Hansen. We appreciate your comments. We'll hold questions. I will now ask, are there any other proponents for House Bill 1077? And I would just ask you to be very, very brief. We've spent a lot of time on these issues, but we appreciate your testifying. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Jennifer Stalley. I'm a registered lobbyist for the American Cancer Society, and in an effort to break up the dueling kinsmen's, I will just let you know that the American Cancer Society supports House Bill 1077 for the reasons that Ms. Kinsman previously testified. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other proponents for House Bill 1077? Please come forward. And again, I want to remind those who are testifying, please be sure to register. Welcome.
Good morning. Carl Blessinger for the South Dakota State Medical Association. And again, just to reiterate that organized medicine supports any measure which will help decrease the use of tobacco in the state of South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Other proponents for House Bill 1077? Other proponents? Seeing none, we'll close the hearing to proponent testimony and open it to opponent testimony. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1077? And I'd ask you again to be a...
Mr. Chairman.
Now we have the other Murphy with a different initial in the middle. Welcome back, Mr. Murphy.
Jeremiah D. Murphy, representing IGR Tobacco, and I must say, Mr. Chairman, that you and your committee were very fair and generous in the time you gave me the other day, and I would only repeat those remarks, and that wouldn't be fair to you, so... if you could remember them when you deliberate, I'd appreciate it.
We're going to work on our memories, Mr. Murphy. Thank you for your testimony. Are there any other opponents to House Bill 1077? Welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Ron Olinger, South Dakota Retailers Association. We oppose this bill for the reasons we've previously stated. We point out that there's a bill on the floor on the Senate today, Senate Bill 133, that takes care of the problem, and I think that should be the primary source we look at.
Thank you. Are there any other opponents to House Bill 1077?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I won't further delay your time here. I just want to reiterate that my testimony with regard to the other bills would apply here as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you please introduce yourself
Paul
again?
Paul Kinsman, probably.
We haven't forgotten you, but those who are just checking in on the Internet.
Paul Kinsman, Director of Property and Special Taxes.
Thank you, Mr. Kinsman. We appreciate it. Any other opponents to House Bill 1077? Any other opponents? Seeing none, Representative Tom Hansen, if you'd like to have, I'll give you a minute or two if you want to have any other concluding comments or observations, you're welcome to do so. Thank you for that. Members of the committee, do you have any questions from anyone who testified? Representative Jim Peterson. Okay, this is the question mark time. Seeing no questions, we'll close the public hearing to questions and answers and open it for committee discussion and our action. Representative Jim Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I publicly want to thank Representative Hansen for bringing this forth to us. But this is not ethanol's bill. Senate Bill 133 is the one that we want, and that's coming up before the Senate. We want to thank him, but we would like this bill to go away quietly.
Well, we're on record here. Representative Don Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to table this bill.
It has been moved and seconded to table House Bill 1077. That is a motion which does not allow discussion. The question before the committee is a tabling motion on House Bill 1077. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. And the secretary will call the roll.
Representative Flowers.
Aye.
Representative Brock.
Aye.
Representative Garnas.
Aye.
Representative Hennies.
Aye.
Representative Koistman.
Aye.
Representative Nachtigall.
Aye.
Representative McCulloch.
Aye.
Representative Peterson.
Aye.
Representative Slaughter.
Aye.
Representative Kupel.
Aye.
Representative Van Etten.
No.
Representative Wick.
Aye.
Representative Jaspers.
Aye.
Representative Brown.
No. House Bill 1077, having received a majority vote to table, is hereby tabled.